I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United States President Donald Trump put North Korea back on the list of state sponsors of terrorism on Monday. Now, this designation will allow the U.S. to put harder sanctions on North Korea for pursuing nuclear and missile programs. Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says North Korea is exerting more control at the border with China. Some estimates show a drop in border traffic up to 70% in the last couple of months, and that makes it harder for ministry efforts to get into North Korea. As the situation with North Korea continues, Nettleton says believers shouldn't be overcome with fear.
I hope that every time we see the name North Korea, we're reminded to pray, because I think that is the correct response.
And how much does spiritual warfare affect our physical and mental health? Set Free Ministries and Dr. Marcus Warner of Deeper Walk International agree. A lot. Using gospel truth, both ministries help people navigate spiritual warfare and the manifestations in our life. Dr. Warner says sometimes we react to deep pain by letting it dictate our future in a negative way.
What happens when our hearts get wounded? So the idea is that the world wounds us, and when the world wounds us, our hearts break. And then the devil lies to us. And when the devil's lies get planted in our wounded places in our hearts like seeds in the fertile soil. And our flesh believes those lies, our flesh then makes vows about how we're going to live.
So on December 6th, Dr. Warner's coming to West Michigan to talk on the subject, Understanding the Wounded Heart. The free event's being hosted by Set Free Ministries. For event information and more resources, head to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunka Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.